there's an open place, well, there can be a shed, you know, a place with a built onto the back of the barn, usually. It's where I was at home.
Yes,
with a shed over it, a top on it, where she stayed that night, and then out here was an open place, you know, where she could eat.
Yes, sir. That's very interesting. Well,
with her trough, you know, where she ate and where she drank the water.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog or a person, something, you know, somebody that was scared, what would you say to him?
Get him.
All right.
Years ago, we'd say, suck him. How you spell that, I don't know, unless it's S-U-C-K. Did you ever say that when you were a boy?
Yes, ma'am, I remember.
Let's use it. Get him.
Well, what about if
and that dog knows what you mean.
if just a worthless old dog came around, you
know, that old hound dog. That old dog.
All right. But, is there any different kind? What if something
stray dog?
All right, well, if it was would it make any difference if that was a purebred dog or
no,
dog?
Sir. That old dog.
Still just a stray dog.
That old stray dog.
Now, speaking of dogs, you know, there's one thing they can do that really hurts. Now,
bat.
And if they did it yesterday, you might say, I got
dog bit.
All right. And I have gotten
dog bitten.
You say that? All right. Now, if we're talking about biting again, if I did this to myself, I'd bite myself. If I did it yesterday, I'd say yesterday I
bit,
and I have
bitten.
All right. And what do you call the male cow?
The male cow.
Yes, sir.
Bull.
All right. And are there any other names that you might have heard for a bull?
That's all. All
right. And now, back in my grandfather's time, he died this year, he's 95. But back then, when he first started, they used a kind of animal that you don't see much nowadays. They had several of them on the farm, and sometimes they would harness them together.
Mules.
So if you had two of them harnessed together, you'd have.
It'd be mules.
All right. So you'd have
a team.
All right. And there's a fruit. It's white on the inside, and it's shaped sort of like this.
Pear.
All right. So two mules would be
a pear.
That's right. So that's one of the whole phrase there.
A pair. Mules.
All right. So would you say?
A pair of mules.
All right. And now, what's a little cow called?
A calf.
All right.
A calf.
And if your cow is expecting a calf, you say. If Daisy was in the cow, you say, Daisy is going to
find a calf.
All right. And years ago, what do you call a male horse?
Mare.
All right. And years ago, they used some other names. Do you know any other names?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only word you've ever heard?
Mm-hmm. You know that song, The Old Gray Mare?
You said you had, what kind of, that kind of animal again? One of them is a horse, and two of them would be?
A pair.
All right.
Horses.
And, all right. Now, if you get in your car and drive it, and I sit beside you, then I'm not driving. I'm just along for the, what?
All right.
All right. And you say, yesterday I
went for a ride.
And yes, so yesterday I you wouldn't say yesterday I ride. You said,
oh, I rode in the car yesterday.
And I have
ridden.
All right. And if you had a horse that, you know, just wild and you couldn't stay in, you'd say, I feel.
Fell or fail?
I fell. Fell.
F-E-L-L. I fell off the horse.
And, but what about if you were on, if you had a bed and the child rolled out and off, if the child was on the floor?
She fell off the bed.
All right. And what do you call it that you put on the horse's foot?
Shoes.
And there's another name for a pole name.